Welcome to the Lunar Return podcast, where I'll talk about everything, astrology, wellness, relationships, and healing. My name is Josie, and I'm excited you're listening. And in this episode, I will inspire you to continue your path of healing and growth. Let's begin. There is something really beautiful about letting go. Sometimes it's easy to let go, sometimes it's a long process, and sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's bittersweet. I really love that word, by the way. Today I want to discuss the process of letting go and talk about surrendering in the in-between. So if you are in a phase where you feel like you're stuck, or lost, or feel like you're in a place where you have to let go of certain things, or maybe you just did, then this episode is for you. We always say that, with we, I mean astrologers and people that work with the moon, that the full moon is a good time to let go of things, to release. But what does that really mean? What does it mean to release something? And it's also a broad understanding, right? It can mean so many different things to let go of something. And maybe we talk about something like a thought in our head or an unwanted feeling or a friendship. And I think a lot of people do really want to release and do really want to let go so that there can be space for new things that energizes them, but they don't really know how. So, you know, we write things down, we write down the things we want to let go, maybe we do a little ritual, or we let go of that one thought during meditation because our teacher asks us to leave that outside of the yoga studio. But then when we're done writing and we're done with this practice, you know, those thoughts can come back to haunt us because we've only let them go on a superficial level. So, you know, releasing takes work and practice, and often it is a process. And it just takes time. So let's say you want to let go of a certain thought. Maybe you've been telling yourself you're not good enough for a job, or you're not good enough for a certain person. And you know, this thought then becomes a belief. If it was just a thought, it wouldn't bother us so much because it was just a thought. But with a thought, there's an emotion and a stronger belief involved. So when we write something like, I want to let go of the thought of not being good enough, writing it down may cause some relief in the moment, but the deeper belief is still there and will probably pop up next time when, you know, it gets triggered, or when you're rejected, or, you know, want to try something. And that takes courage. So this thought of not being good enough is actually a belief that is more, it has a root. So when we really want to let go of things, we have to dive deeper and work on those beliefs to really change them. So when the thought pops up, we can kind of discard them or discard that feeling and tell ourselves, actually, I am good enough. And, you know, you can actually believe that with confidence because you've worked on that. And yeah, that takes time and that takes work. And maybe one full moon is not enough to release something like that. Now, in my work as an astrologer, I often ask people what they want to release during a full moon. Sometimes people tell me a friendship, or they'll say a connection that no longer serves me or is no longer working. And while I think it's great to let go of people that, you know, maybe you don't get along with anymore, or maybe you both have served each other's purpose, it is still a process. It is not just words or, you know, a ritual that will help you to actually release that connection. Maybe for some people, but if it's like a deep connection, or, you know, a friendship that has a lot of meaning to you, it's not gonna, you know, disappear. It's not gonna just, you know, be gone. And it's not just a physical release, it's energetic as well. The more I learn about this, the more I can feel it and believe it. And it is actually pretty complicated. So I also think it's not... I also think it's good to realize that it's not very healthy to cut people out of your life out of nowhere, unless there is no other way, of course. You always have to protect yourself. But I've talked about this a lot, and my therapist always advises against cutting people out of your life. It's better to let things fizzle out naturally, especially when the connection is dimming its light already. I think that's okay. And yeah, sometimes an honest but kind conversation is necessary. Just because you were close with someone for a long time doesn't mean you have to live with them for the rest of your life. And this is difficult, especially with like friends that you have been with for a long time, or a partner that you have been with for a long time. But, you know, people change and some people don't, and you're just not connected anymore. And I think that's totally fine. That's okay. That's how life works. You know, we all grow, and sometimes we grow into a different direction, or we just grow differently, and that is okay. But what's not okay is holding on to that person, or holding on to a connection and holding space for people in your life that don't want to be there. Some people just don't want to be in your life anymore, and that should be fine. Or the other way around, you know, holding on to people who don't feel good. You know, we all meet people that just don't feel good for our soul. And I think especially with friendships, you don't always have to have the same values, but sometimes we don't realize that there's actually nothing left anymore. You feel like you don't have anything to tell each other, and you just don't enjoy spending time together as much as you did. And it's okay to acknowledge that and let go of those people gradually. But once again, it's like not something you talk about for one time, and it's like, okay, this person is gone now. It's really just work, and it's a process. And also on an energetic level, because you will think about these people in your life, you know, they will come up, you will see pictures you took together, or, you know, something that made you laugh. But instead of, you know, feeling unwanted feelings about that person, the process is here to help you to actually look back to that connection with a good feeling, if that's possible. You know, not everyone is gonna leave you like that, of course. But hey, are you a coach or a teacher, or do you want to have clients that would love to know more about astrology? Or maybe you're in a point in your life where you want to learn astrology in a correct way. I am currently offering a 6-week program where we dive into everything you want to learn together.
I will make a 6-week plan to teach you everything you want to teach your clients or students so you don't have to study astrology for hours and hours. I'll give you all the tools you need, so if this sounds amazing to you, you can send me a DM or an email and we can schedule a free call to see if this is something that will help you or your business. I'm so excited to talk to you. Let's talk soon.
We don't have to always hold grudges or, you know, cut people out of anger when there's still beautiful moments you've shared together. So yeah, I like to tell my clients to picture their social life as a container or the things they want to let go of. So maybe you can even draw a circle or something that looks like a container to you, and then write down the name of every person you have in your life that you see on a regular basis or hold space for. So just write down their names inside of this container. And now you see that this container is probably pretty full with different names. And maybe you see names of people that you don't really vibe that much more, you know. And what would happen if you take them out of the container? Will you have more space? How does that feel? So yeah, probably you'll have more space when you take these names out of your container. And this is just an exercise to make you aware of all the people you have in your life and that actually take space and that, you know, you hold space for, and to make you aware of who gives you energy and who drains it. And yeah, it's just a great awareness to have. And you can fill this container with other things too. Not just names, maybe things you do, or maybe you'll realize that you've outgrown some hobbies or rituals that are still present in your life. And maybe it's time to let go of these things. So it doesn't always have to be friendships or, you know, connections or people. It can also be different things. So just be aware of the things you fill your life with and then see what, yeah, maybe it's time to let go of some things. Another great way to practice the art of letting go is writing down 3 steps. So if you want to let go of a belief or a friendship or, you know, relationships or unwanted feelings, write down 3 steps you can take to actually let go of these things. So, for example, I want to let go of being hard on myself. So that's a really beautiful goal, but it's not worth a lot if I don't take action, if I don't really know how to let go of being hard on myself. And being aware of it is the first step. Being aware is everything, if you ask me. But it's very important if you want to overcome things or let things go. So maybe I can tell a friend and they promise me to call me out on it when I am being too hard on myself. So I can practice being kind. And I think practice is a key word here because, you know, be kind to yourself. Or I can write down a list of 10 things that I can do to be kinder to myself and put it on my fridge or on my mirror just as a reminder. And yeah, it is all practice, and letting go is an art and it is a practice. So just like I tell myself, don't be too hard on yourself. So yeah, maybe you are in a phase of your life where you've already let go of a lot of things and you're just waiting for, you know, the next big thing to happen, and you're scared because that is human and we will all experience this over and over again. We will all at some point feel stuck in life, not knowing, not understanding, you know, feeling that stagnant energy. But this is usually, you know, right before the next chapter is arriving, before we actually turn that page. And you know, waiting is not necessarily a bad thing, but it is important that you are aware and that you kind of surrender, because the in-between is a scary place to be. I know that we feel like everybody in our lives is moving fast and doing things, and we're just on pause doing nothing, and it feels like we are not accomplishing anything. And this is just a feeling, you know. In reality, or on a soul level, actually, we are moving forward. We are calling things in. It's just, yeah, different things than we are used to. It's like we've parked our car and we are getting ready for an upgrade. You know, it feels like we can't move. And that restlessness you might feel is good too. It's the need to take control over your life. And most of us can sit still or wait around. At least I can't. I find that really hard and uncomfortable. So what you want to do is, when you feel like this, is actually, you know, connect deeper to yourself and ask yourself important questions. Maybe even ask for guidance and trust that you will be guided to the right path. And you can ask yourself questions like, you know, what do I actually value? What do I want to call into my life? What do I want to invite? What do I stand for? You know, all these important questions that we need to ask ourselves once in a while, because we change, we grow, and, you know, our values can actually change. And, you know, for that, we also have to be aware of the choices we make, you know, currently, because sometimes they don't serve us anymore, and that's why we feel stuck, because we need to kind of like regroup and make new changes. And that is scary, you know, that is very scary. And I was there too. I actually have been there many times, and I know how scary it is, because we feel restless. And we feel like kind of like hopeless. We can't really do anything. But therefore, I can also promise you that if you're being aware and feeling restless and looking for guidance, that's actually a good sign, because that means you are looking for a fulfillment in life. And we can only feel real fulfillment when we listen to our truest and highest selves. And I know that in the real world, you know, in reality, pausing is scary, because we have to make money and we don't want to seem lazy to others, or we don't want to do nothing. But when you release all of those things for a second, you know that it is important to pause and to take time to see and feel more clearly. Because we cannot do these important things when we are moving fast and we're not stopping. So yeah, I hope this gave you some relief in some way. And I hope that this makes you excited for the phase you are in right now. Whether you're in that stagnant place, or whether you've just, you know, moved to something new. So yeah, let's just take a deep breath together. Into the nose for 4 seconds. Hold, pause, and out through the mouth for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please take your time to leave a review, to share this on your Instagram story, or maybe you want to share this with a friend who might need to hear this. And I want to let you know that you are so loved, and thank you for listening.